WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The final 2 days of early voting in Brazos County offer extended hours today and tomorrow from 8 until 8 at 5 locations. More information is online at brazosvotes.org, including where you can vote on Election Day, which for the first time can be at any of the county's 26 voting centers. County Clerk Karen McQueen says early voting is down almost 200 from the last city school-only election from 2 years ago. At last count, the number was just over 1,600. One of two contested races on the Bryan School Board involves the selection of a new person representing single-member District 4. Jimmy Arnold and Ruthie Waller both participated at the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum earlier this month. On the subject of disruptive students, Waller says parents want to know about their child's behavior in school.
Of course, as a teacher and administrator, the very first thing I would do, if it wasn't something drastic and I had to remove the child from my class, is call the parents. Let them know together what can we do to affect change so that this doesn't happen again.
Arnold says you have to set student expectations in the classroom.
Some of the students receive discipline at home and support from home. Some don't. But if they know when they are in that classroom what that teacher is expecting of them, then they have no excuse. Now, how that would, you know, if you don't ever have the problem, then you don't have to worry about how to handle it.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can hear a podcast of the Chamber Forum. The vote to raise the federal debt ceiling in the U.S. House did not include Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. Flores says there was no input from House members or their constituents.
I can tell you it's an ugly deal. The process was awful. This was done over the course of a few days behind closed doors.
Flores says debt will go up by $1.5 trillion without any reforms attached to restore responsibility. He supported two parts of the bill, though: 2 years of higher defense spending and a reduction in Obamacare's burden on employers. The Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency has received all its local funding for the new fiscal year. The Bryan City Council voted 4-3 after an attempt to delay failed by the same margin. Mike Sutherland was not successful in postponing the vote until after the RVP board was expanded to include a council representative.
I do have a problem with the way it's organized now. I think we need to withhold our $350 until we can address the organization and that we can bring the power of the three powers of the three entities back, because without being on the executive committee, you really left out.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the RVP formed a committee to add members from both councils and the Brazos County Commission to the executive board. She says action could take place as early as next month by the RVP and the three governmental agencies to change the agency's bylaws. At this time yesterday, local law enforcement and other first responders were in a training exercise at Bryan's Premier Cinemas that has mirrored real life in other parts of the country. There was a simulated mass shooting and hostage situation that involved negotiation teams from Bryan, College Station, and Brazos County. Two fraternities and a sorority from Texas A&M provided 80 volunteers. You can see photos provided by Bryan Police on our website at WTAW.com. Texas A&M employees and students are invited to participate in a forum with President Michael Young next Tuesday. The event, sponsored by the University Staff Council, will include the opportunity to ask questions in person or by email. The hour-long forum starts Tuesday morning at 10 in Rutter Auditorium and will be followed by a reception in the Rutter Exhibit Hall. For those unable to attend, it will be streamed. The link is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 56 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see him yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather today, so we see lots of sunshine in the forecast. We're going to head up to about 80. Clouds will start to increase tonight, however, lows 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow, 75 to 80. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. The rain tapers off to showers and ends Saturday, breezy, highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so we did shower thoughts already. I had a story here about the perfect app that teaches you, reminds you to floss. Are we going to get to the point where we're just so stupid that we can't do anything if we don't have our devices to tell us about that?
Does it make it look like there's little blood spots on your screen?
I'm not sure how it works. If you forget to floss, the creators of Floss Time want to help. Floss Time launched a Kickstarter for a $15,000 goal with a smart floss dispenser that's mounted on the mirror to help build daily flossing habits. Floss Time sits on the mirror of the bathroom, dispenses the right amount of floss. Yeah, when you press a button. Lighting up to show a blue smile. When you don't press the button for a few days, Floss Time turns orange, and then it goes into a frown. The Floss Time accounts for shared bathrooms with dual user mode that separates the light indicators into two halves, basing, which person you're talking about, right?
Is there an affirmation override so it will smile at me if I just really need the attention?
I want it to have an audio, some sort of an audio incentive. And then if you do, get an attaboy or something. Floss Time has currently got 8,000 of its 15,000 goal, with plenty of $17 early bird models left available.
And the upgrade will have a smart mirror that shows little bits of spinach in your teeth to make you self-conscious.
That's exactly right.
And see, I was just thinking it would shoot confetti after, 5 days in a row, you get a reward. Yep.
That and a little blue star or something like that, right? All right, it's 8:12. Let's find out what's going on in the city of Bryan. Gene is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. You brought a guest in with you?
I sure did. I brought Danielle Starling from our municipal courts.
There you go. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Scott. How are you doing?
I didn't do anything wrong, did I?
No, you didn't.
Okay. Well, all right. That's good. So what are we talking about in municipal court? What are you guys and gals doing?
Okay. November 2nd through the 6th is going to be set aside to honor the municipal courts in the state of Texas, so we're going to celebrate Municipal Courts Week. We initially had the spectacular traffic safety fair that was going to take place at Sue Haswell this Saturday,
right.
But due to the inclement weather and the rain that's coming in, we decided to just bring that on the inside next week and all next week. Anyone who likes to come by the municipal court to participate in the drawings that we're going to have, the vendors throughout the community have given us some really good prizes. Some bowling and mani pedis, and we even have a RCA iPad notebook for a lucky winner if they want to come in.
So you just sign up for this stuff? Is that right?
You just come in next week during our business hours. You can contact us at 979-209-5400, or you can go on our website, www.bryantx.gov. Check out our vendors who have donated to us graciously, and just come in and sign up.
So no tickets necessary. You don't have to have a ticket or have to be a municipal court for that, right?
You just come in and sign up in the court.
All right. Now, where is the court located?
It's located at 401 South Tabor Road. It's directly across from Chicken Express on Texas Avenue.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. Thanks a bunch for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Anything else got going on?
I've got a couple things. First of all, it is a football Friday night on Friday night in downtown Bryan. And this week they're having Fright Night. So come get your spook on.
All right.
And get scared for Halloween. We have parking downtown for the Aggie football game.
This has really caught on.
This has. Yeah. We had about 1,500 riders
last
game.
Yeah.
And there's still plenty of free parking spots available because, people are coming in multiples in one car.
Sure.
So there's plenty of free parking.
Yeah. And listen, they drop you off close to the stadium. They really do. And they pick you up. And it's really kind of a straight shot. It's a pretty easy ride.
It's a very easy ride, and of course, after the game, you'll be right there in downtown Bryan, so you can shop and eat and enjoy the rest of the day once it stops raining.
Yeah.
We have some holiday scrapbooking classes with Parks and Rec on November 3rd, and a culinary class to make ornament cake pops. So you can register for either of those classes at bryantx.gov.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, we visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Surf Pro of the Brazos Valley, Strata Auto Repair, Kelly Bird Dozer, and Intech Pest Management.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018 or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We are in the studio again with April Plemons from Long Way Home Animal Shelter, and probably the cutest two puppies ever. Really unusual.
Very unusual. We kind of walked around Bryan Broadcasting earlier, and everyone was kind of fleeing their offices to come say hello. We have two tweeny puppies. We have Will and Just Jack.
But very unusually colored.
Yeah, they are brindle puppies, and this is why we tell people we love mutts, because mutts are awesome. They are unique. You'll never see another Will or Jack.
No, absolutely not.
So they're little tiny tweenies, but they're brindle, or what some people call tiger striped.
Mm-hmm.
But they are super cute. We have Will, who's the bigger guy, and he's more laid back and reserved. And then Just Jack, who wants to kiss anybody.
A lot.
Yeah. So, but they're both available for adoption through mylongwayhome.org.
What else you guys got? Always have events and things going on.
What's going on? And we just finished wrapping up our 2016 calendar shoot. It's called the Strong Men Big Hearts. And we had athletes from all over town, gym owners and football players and rowers, come out and pose with our animals. And it is going to be one of my favorite calendars we've ever done.
Cool.
Those are available for pre-order on our website, mylongwayhome.org. Just click the Adoptables tab, where you can, of course, see us. We post about it all over on Facebook. December may be my favorite. It's really cute. So we also have one last thing that we need help with from the public. We're kicking off our Home for the Holidays donation drive. And instead of having a tree around town where you donate toys, we have a little dog bed that's the shape of a Santa house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are looking for businesses to let us set the little dog house up. It's small. It's like a foot by one, 12 by 12. And all of the ways that people can help, so they can donate online or they can shop our wish list, are all done online.
Very nice.
So you don't have to have volunteers man it. You don't have to have a drop-off box, nothing. It's all done online, so it'll be very unobtrusive and it's out of the way. So if you are able to help us out, we would love to hear from you. Just contact us through our website,
which is
mylongwayhome.org.
Thank you, ma'am. Always
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
Community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Paleo Sleep Habits. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Think you're not sleeping enough? Maybe you blame modern living and electric lighting, but actually, your ancestors might not have slept much differently. A current biology study of hunter-gatherer societies reveals they sleep 6.5 hours a night, similar to us. Additionally, temperature regulates their sleep, not light, reports UCLA psychiatry professor Jerome Siegel.
They seem to be responding to the temperature of the environment. That's sort of their natural alarm clock.
The hunter-gatherers go to sleep about 3 hours after sunset as temperatures drop, and wake around sunrise when temperatures bottom out and begin to rise. Siegel says the regulated temperatures of modern homes may contribute to insomnia, but not to fret over your sleep unless you're constantly tired. In that case, you might try turning down the thermostat at bedtime. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let TuVideo transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 8 and 16 millimeter film and almost all video formats. TuVideo is located in South College Station and online at tuvideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TuVideo help preserve them.
Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Economic growth cooled over the summer as firms let inventories dwindle, and the pace of spending on the part of consumers, businesses, and governments all decelerated. Gross domestic product, the broadest measure of goods and services produced across the economy, advanced at a 1.5% rate in the third quarter, matching forecasts. The reading marks a sharp deceleration from the spring when the economy expanded at a 3.9% rate. PayPal issued lackluster sales growth in its first report as a standalone company in 13 years, a sign of possible struggles ahead to profit from new users. The company says a key metric measuring the profitability of each transaction, known as a take rate, declined, and shares were down 5% after hours. Marriott International posted profit that came in above the company's expectations, though revenue growth was weaker than expected, and the hotel owner issued a weak forecast for the current quarter. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open, crude oil trading at $45.32 a barrel. And that's Your Money Now.
In the time you spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, there's nothing that irritates me more than products making false promises. Money is hard enough to come by without wasting it on stuff that doesn't work. And I notice that when it comes to weight loss products, the FDA seems to agree with me. Reports of false advertising, ingredients that are harmful, and products that just flat don't work seem to be common anymore. But with Dr. Steelman's weight loss program, the number one physician's recommended diet program, you can be sure of two things. First, the highest quality ingredients available anywhere. And weight loss results that are assured. Over 25,000 people can attest. In fact, Wayne's doctor out of Beloit, Kansas, was so amazed with how effective this program is, well, he even started recommending it to all of his patients as well. It is, after all, the number one physician's recommended diet for a reason. Just call 800-465-4411. Or you can go to myactivate.com. That's 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com.
Well, it was just another day in the Texas legislature. On the agenda were motions affecting every citizen of that great state. Well, there were bills calling for welfare reform. There was a bill that would alter the way the state calculated pensions. Now, for the most part, those are good things for the legislature to do, and lawmakers made passionate speeches for and against various bills. Well, that's when State Representative Tim Green stood up. He complimented his colleagues for the work that they had done and for their insight and wisdom, but he regretfully admitted that he was disappointed in both himself and the other lawmakers. For several years now, they had neglected to give a great American the recognition and tribute he deserved. But Tim acknowledged that the man was not from Texas, but Tim said that citizens from every state in the nation were honoring this man, and Texas, well, they should not be left behind. The man was named Albert. Tim told of Albert's unselfish service to his country, his state, and his community. Tim read from the resolution, which said that this compassionate gentleman's dedication and devotion to his work, well, has enabled the weak and lonely throughout the nation to achieve and maintain a new degree of concern for their future. Tim said that Albert had officially been recognized by the state of Massachusetts for his, in Tim's words, noted activity and unconventional techniques involving population control and applied psychology. That clinched it, Tim argued. If Albert was good enough for Massachusetts, then he was good enough for Texas. The motion was seconded. Another lawmaker called for a voice vote supporting the resolution, claiming that it would reflect poorly upon their great state if they were left in the wake of the speedboat of history. The legislature voted, and the motion passed unanimously. But just as the motion was about to be declared official, Tim withdrew it. Yeah, he told his colleagues that he only presented the resolution to demonstrate that they were voting on things they didn't know anything about. And then Tim told them who Albert really was. Yep, it's a little-known fact that Texas Representative Tim Moore convinced his fellow politicians to pass and then stopped a resolution honoring Albert DeSalvo. Recognize that name? He was the Boston Strangler.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Here's the SEC football schedule for this weekend. We'll start, first of all, with the Aggies taking on South Carolina. That'll be at Kyle Field. We'll kick that one at 11 o'clock Saturday, 10 o'clock broadcast time on this radio station. South Carolina 3-4, 1-4 in the league. The Aggies 5-2, 2-2 in SEC play. Other games this weekend, Florida will be at Georgia. Tennessee Martin has a game scheduled at Arkansas. Vanderbilt will be at Houston. And Tennessee will be at Kentucky. That's the games coming up on Saturday in the SEC. And again, the Aggies in South Carolina at Kyle. That game once more will kick at 11 o'clock. We'll be on the air with our pregame show starting at 10. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
When it comes to getting the right part to fix your equipment, look no further than Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Kim Commando here with a modest proposal to Twitter. Maybe you heard about Twitter's stock price has fallen sharply over the past few weeks. Investors are not seeing a steady increase in new Twitter users. So Twitter has begun a round of television advertising. The first 30-second spots ran on Game 1 of the World Series. Now, shift gears with me for a moment. In testimony before Congress this week, a nonprofit watchdog group reports that, right now, there are at least 43,000 active pro-Islamic State Twitter accounts. ISIS is sending out around 200,000 tweets every day. Compared to other large social media outlets, Twitter has fallen far behind in the fight against online Islamic extremism. In fact, Twitter has been largely dismissive when it comes to accounts promoting terrorism, according to the Counter-Extremism Project. Instead of running TV ads to get more users, maybe Twitter should invest some time to get rid of its terrorists. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Now that it's fall, it seems like everything around us is dropping. The leaves, the temperature, and now the prices on Carbonite Cloud Backup. For a limited time, my listeners can get Carbonite's best deal of the year, up to 30% off Cloud Backup, plus two free bonus months with offer code Kim. So join over 1.5 million customers who already trust Carbonite for simple and secure cloud backup. Go to Carbonite.com today and save up to 30%. Plus, when you use offer code Kim, you get two free bonus months with purchase.
Identity thieves can obtain your personal data using hidden RFID readers. Protect your identity with the RFID blocking products at shop.commando.com. The RFID blocking wallets blocks transmission of RFID information when the cards are in the RFID blocking case. Prevent personal theft with the various RFID blocking products at shop.commando.com. K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com. WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 58 degrees right now at the studio. Starting to warm up. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. A reminder that early voting continues through tomorrow at five locations in Brazos County with extended hours from 8 until 8. If you wait until Election Day for the first time, you can vote at any of the 26 voting centers. More information about that is online at brazosvotes.org. There will be two new members of the Bryan School Board. Some will choose who will represent single-member District 4. Ruthie Waller and Jimmy Arnold were among the participants in this month's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Both were asked about teacher retention. Arnold says all employees need to be appreciated.
We do work hard, I believe, to make that happen. But with over, 2,300 employees scattered across, 26 campuses, sometimes that's a challenge. As far as retention, I think that it is, not that we want to be on average or anything, but this is something that's being experienced across the country and across the state.
Waller noted 26% of Bryan ISD's teachers left last year.
Those teachers have been in this district, most of them, for a long time. They understand our students. They know our clientele. I personally don't think it is our social economic makeup. There's something systemic. Is it an easy fix? I don't think so, but all three of us feel like we need to be inside. I need to be on the board to be able to look into it, delve into it, and affect change.
You can hear a podcast of the Chamber Forum on our website at WTAW.com. Back to early voting. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says just over 1,600 have cast ballots through late Wednesday, which is down almost 200 from the last city school-only election from 2 years ago. With some opposition, local funding partners have approved this year's contracts with the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. The Bryan City Council's 4-3 vote followed the same split against Mike Sutherland's amendment to postpone until they get a vote on the RVP's executive board.
You can sit in on the meetings, but you can't vote. You can't make any motions. You have no control. The only control that we have is, as you said, that $350,000. And I think withholding it until they get it done is going to put enough pressure on them to get something before us so that we can make some changes if we need to. But with, be absent that, we'll just keep on going like we've been going over the past 10 years, as Councilmember Stein's pointed out.
Earlier this month, the same issue faced the College Station Council. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says a committee will meet Friday attempting to resolve the issue that includes her, Bryan Mayor Jason Byanski, Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, and the RVP's executive board chairman.
I think it could take place as soon as November, once the bylaw committee gets together and hashes it out and it gets approved. It could come back to the board at the next board meeting.
At last week's College Station Council meeting, it was announced RVP President Todd McDaniel received a 2-year extension on his contract. Texas A&M President Michael Young is visiting with the university community as a whole for the first time in his nearly 6 months on the job. The University Staff Council is sponsoring what is being described as a conversational forum. It's Tuesday morning at 10 in Rutter Auditorium, and it will be followed by a reception in the Rutter Exhibit Hall. While the forum is oriented towards A&M's various staff categories, Organizers emphasize it will also be open to faculty and students. After introductory remarks, the president will field questions from those in the audience and by email. The event will be streamed for those who are unable to attend. A link is on our website at WTAW.com. Ryan's Premier Cinemas was open early yesterday for a feature, but it wasn't played on any of the screens. Instead, it was a law enforcement training exercise reacting to an active shooter in the theater complex. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see photos provided by Bryan Police of what went on as officers simulated negotiations with a shooter who barricaded himself in a room with hostages that followed a mass shooting. Other local first responders participated along with 80 volunteers from Texas A&M fraternities and sororities. While the U.S. House sent on to the Senate a deal raising the federal debt ceiling, those voting no included Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. Flores called it an ugly deal that was done over the course of a couple of days that made behind closed doors.
Congress is supposed to work the laws up through a member-driven process where each of us individually come up with ideas. We run that through committee, and then it goes to the House floor. It's open for amendments, and it's all transparent.
Flores supported two parts of the legislation.
It provides 2 years of predictable, steady funding at higher levels for the Defense Department, and that we needed. And that's where this started out, was to lift the caps on defense spending to fit the national security needs that the country has in light of Obama's foreign policy failures.
Flores said there is also a reduction in Obamacare's burden on employers. And the Katy School District has responded to the junior high student who complained about an assignment that she says questioned students' religious beliefs. Officials called the writing assignment a mistake, but did not address allegations the teacher told students to deny the existence of God. 12-year-old Jordan Woolley says students were told that God is a myth. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your website is the first thing people will look to when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates. So as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself. Unlimited updates that don't cost you extra. Go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com and register to win your Fightin' Texas Aggie football tickets.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass, more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair, couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up, and now they do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moorheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Let's do some weather right now at 8:38. The weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather today, so we see lots of sunshine in the forecast. We're going to head up to about 80. Clouds will start to increase tonight, however, lows 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow, 75 to 80. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. The rain tapers off to showers and ends Saturday, breezy, highs around 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
There you go. So what you snacking on? What are you snacking on during the day, huh? During your workday, huh? 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 What are you doing? Is it helping you or hindering you, huh? Huh? Are you paying attention to me even right now, huh? Are you?
I feel really bad.
How many Diet Cokes did you have this morning?
The food you eat can have an impact on how well you perform at work. You already know that trying to work on an empty stomach is very difficult, but there's a little more to it than that. Your brain relies on glucose as its primary fuel, according to numerous studies on glucose enhancement of human memory. By increasing the level of glucose in your blood, you can actually facilitate cognitive functioning. In other words, you think better. Now, when the food breaks down, it converts to glucose. But if you're eating processed carbs and refined sugar, in other words, the stuff we all like, your glucose levels can spike. And as it drops, so does your concentration. You become stupider, right? After you've eaten the donut, 20 minutes later, your forehead is on the table. You do it a face plant. Anyway.
Better than a face palm.
That's true. Having a steady glucose level in your body really equates to better focus. This phenomenon has been dubbed, you ready? The glucose memory facilitation effect. I know.
Gumafi. So immediately you're going, okay, what's that spell?
Exactly. According to a 2011 study in the Neuroscience and Biobehavioral Reviews, healthy snacks, including fruits, nuts, seeds, vegetables, and protein bars, will maintain your glucose at an optimal level. So do you get what, like, you bring a cup of chia seeds to work every day? Just pour them down your throat a few times?
Well, no, you got to hydrate them first.
Oh, then they get really big.
Yeah.
Then they'll think you're pregnant.
Then you'd have chia. You'd have chia tummy. Chia.
Anyway. Eating quality proteins and fats, in other words, stuff that really doesn't taste all that good.
I don't know.
Within each meal.
Coconut oil is pretty good.
Huh?
What?
That's bad for you.
What?
Yeah, isn't
no.
it?
No.
No.
I thought that...
No, they're using popcorn. No, there's people who even swish with it at night because they think it pulls, toxins
what?
Out.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's called, pulling or drawing or something.
You take a spoonful of the
really?
what amounts to Crisco is what
tablespoon
it looks like.
Of coconut Crisco.
Yeah,
and go
and it doesn't taste like coconut.
Yeah.
But no, I make a popcorn with it.
Yeah, I know.
It's a healthy fat. Yeah, read the new research.
It's what they're saying. Insoluble versus soluble. Good cholesterol.
I want to go back to putting a spoonful of this in your mouth.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. No, I tried it once. They said do it for 20 minutes.
What?
I made it 5. And I was 20
done. 20 minutes?
I was you just sit there and sweat because it melts at body temperature.
Okay, fine.
And so something about swishing, I don't know. It was nice. It was pleasant. I felt like I had just been to the dentist, but I was done because I knew it wasn't pulling toxins out of my cheeks.
Why can't I just do that with canola oil?
Well, no.
Okay.
That's not how it works.
Has to be coconut oil.
I guess so. I'm not the one who comes up with this stuff.
And you couldn't do Chris. I know. That's what I mean. Who comes up with this stuff? Oh.
Homeopathic,
and I guess that's what Twitter's for, right?
Yeah.
Or Facebook, or Pinterest. I mean, here,
swishing. Actually, he's probably been on all those things.
I'm sure it has. Swishing with coconut oil.
Yep.
All right. So here's a question somebody asked on Reddit.
Actually, I think there's some up here if you want to try it.
What
later in the show? I think Katie's got some.
Does she? Yeah.
You want some?
No.
I'll go get it.
No, it's all right.
No, this will be fun.
Works as a pomade.
Okay. Now, see, is this...
Hey.
Wow. All right. Now, is this like Tabasco sauce? You never use it all up? You ever notice that?
No. Well, no.
All right.
I mean, we use it in cooking.
And I've used up Tabasco sauce.
All right. A jar of Vaseline then. How's that?
That's
fair. There's always some left.
Yeah.
Is this coconut oil? Have we had it here since, 2009, and it's just sitting there getting rancid in the cabinet?
I don't know that it gets rancid. I think it's pretty shelf stable.
Fine, okay. Anyway, from Reddit. Is it weird that I dislike receiving presents?
Yes.
Yes.
On the one hand, I'm always grateful when I do receive a gift, and I thank the person very much, but inside I feel undeserving if it's something big and expensive. I feel like I don't need it, and it just adds to the clutter. I feel all these things, and I don't know if it is normal to do that. I tell people not to get me things for Christmas or my birthday. I even tell my friends to not throw me a birthday party.
Well, that's why you say gift card, because then you go get you what you need.
Yeah, there you are, something like that. And I can understand that, certainly. There's you do get to a point where you have enough stuff that getting stuff might be something that you don't want to do.
I'm at the age, because I had Aaron later, that the quirky little gifts that I get from my child, which I love dearly.
Right.
But I don't need the golf club pen.
Right. Yeah.
You're right. That's so. Anyway, we'll see.
She's not listening, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Most widely spoken language in the languages in the world. Number 8, Portuguese. Number 7, Bengali. That's spoken in
Bengalese.
Bangladesh, I think.
Bangermain.
Yeah. Arabic. Russian. Spanish. Number 3 is Hindustani. Number 2 is English at 508 million. 508 million.
Would that be Merkin?
Merkin. Twice that and more is Mandarin, spoken by more than a billion people.
Oh, and they're about to have a bunch more.
I just saw that. I was going to say that.
What?
The Chinese said, that whole one kid thing, never mind.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I think they just upped it to 2. I think it's a 2-kid policy.
Okay, they doubled it then.
No. That's going to be a lot of babies.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people, a lot of consumers. Okay, a lot of consumers.
That's exactly what it is.
But the deal is they need to probably be able to, and I don't know, I have no clue, but do you think it would be fair to say that that will be more prevalent in the cities or more prevalent in the rural areas or equally prevalent?
I just don't know how much they're abiding by the existing law.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's probably right. That's probably right. Now, of course, you know, they've said for a long time, they said large families were good when we had an agrarian society.
Right.
Because, obviously, the kids could be out there working.
Right.
But if we're talking about, are you financially capable of taking care of a child, that would happen more often in the city. But, again, as you say, who knows? The government may have just gone, all right, fine, it's fine. You know,
we're not policing this anymore,
right?
Anyway.
Exactly. So yeah, people ratting out their neighbors, saying, you know, they've got two kids over there and whatever. All right, the fall Nielsen rating sweeps period begins, I think, today, running through November the 25th. So that means that, you know, local news will have stories like "Your Sink Will Kill You." Well, they will. No, well, you'll start seeing these, and you know, not just here; it'll happen in Houston too. So, but the local news will start having these stories that you didn't know about. Again, your sink killing you or whatever. There's a water moccasin.
It's strange
under
that you chose. You get killed by your sink. Well, dun dun dun.
Yeah, there you are. That's it.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Fall is the best time of year for camping. It's also the best time of the year to save thousands at the fall clearance sale at RV Station Bryan.
Get massive savings on every camper in stock.
Get a new Keystone Hideout 25 RKS.
Just $234 a month.
How about a new Keystone Alpine 3720?
Take over $40,000 off list.
A low payment is important, right?
Yes, it is.
At the fall clearance event, RV Station Bryan will have banks and finance companies with ultra-low interest rates with approved credit.
We have millions to lend.
As always, at RV Station Bryan, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Rush to the fall clearance event at RV Station Bryan, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, online, rvstation.com. Keystone number 3285, sale price $19,995, 144 months, 7.99 APR plus TTNL, WAC. Alpine number 2833.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer?
Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
All right. I love this story. It's 10 till. So, Australian, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's
crikey.
Yeah, we used to have
just one Australian.
Yeah, yeah. We used to have this young lady on Candy.
Oh yeah, we did.
And she was Australian.
And she was.
It's a very distinctive language.
It is.
Well,
earlier, it's English accent.
Okay. Earlier this week, in an article for The Age, Victoria University lecturer Dr. Dean Frenkel described the Aussie accent as a cocktail of English, Irish, Aboriginal, German, and something else. He said in the article, quote, "Our forefathers got drunk regularly together and through their frequent interactions unknowingly added an alcoholic slur to our natural speech patterns."
So the convicts are drunk.
Yes, exactly. They drank too much.
But how do you explain Irish?
They're drunk too.
I know. Do they have a drunk dialect?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Especially if you hear them.
Australia was founded in 1788, and from that point, a local version of English began to develop. But rather than adults, it was children who pioneered the spoken word as they knew it. You had people from all over Britain, an extraordinary mix of accents in the parents, they said. The kids pick and choose from all over the place, slightly different features, although they were always wanting to have a sound to sound like one another and level out the extremes. And by 1820, the Aussie tone had begun to take shape, and over the next 10 years, it changed to something very similar to what's spoken today. So there you are. That's the reason they're so dang funny. Letting you know. Even though there were protests from Hispanic groups over plans to run the Miss Universe pageant because of Donald Trump's statement, Fox has picked up the 64th annual Miss Universe pageant. See if Miss Australia will be there. And they're going to also do the Miss USA pageant, too. Trump sold the pageants to IMG. So he doesn't own it anymore.
Right.
So they're going to move forward from there. Looks like Spectre's doing pretty well. It's pulled in $9.2 million in its first full day of release in England, along with another $6.4 on opening night. Those figures bigger than Skyfall's take in the UK 3 years ago. It remains to be seen whether the film can top Skyfall's $1.1 billion. It opens in North America on November the 5th. So that's when we'll get a chance to give them some of our hard-earned money. And
Jace. Yeah.
It's the longest one ever. Is that right? It's
supposed to be. I believe that is correct.
The longest movie in the Bond group.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hello, this is Kit Hickman. I was on the Bryan ambulance called to help save Buppy Simank, who had been crushed by a trailer and not breathing for about 5 minutes. We can count on Buppy to help provide Bryan first responders with the support, tools, and training we need to help save lives. That is why the Bryan Firefighter Association is giving their support and endorsement to Buppy.
I am running for Bryan City Council to serve a community that I owe my life to. Vote Buppy Simank during early voting or Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd.
Political ad paid for by the Buppy Simank campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
The Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
There's one part of your home that gets the most use. You know what it is? It gets stepped on, run on, slept on, wrestled on, and sometimes spilled on. That's right, it's your floor. If your floor's been wrestled on a few too many times, or maybe you just want to change, Zornemann Flooring is here to help. We'll have the flooring you want at a price you'll love. And our professional installation means no worries. We'd love you to visit our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive in Bryan, or visit our website at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. You know us as Home of the Nice Guys. Let us show you why. We're not into high-pressure sales, but we are into finding you the right vehicle at a nice guy price. That's why our customers drive away happy and keep coming back to us again and again. Douglas Nissan on Highway 6 at University Drive.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Do we want to see if Ben's around?
Do you want me to go?
I can peek out the window.
No, I'm just going to call him. We'll just see if he's busy doing anything other than talking to us, because I have this new, we have a new report, new survey.
Oh,
in the meantime,
may I help you?
It's Mr. Dan. Wait, hang on, wait, I got it.
He's the boss. Yeah.
You knew you were calling.
He's the man. He's.
I just get so excited.
I know you do.
Area man. Mr. Ben Downs.
This is exciting. Did you know we had a debate last night? I was reading some stuff.
That was one of the most entertaining debates, and your buddy, your friend, first name basis, had pretty much the line of the night, I think.
What? Which one was that?
Well, he was talking about apparently a giant, it's an aerostat, really, but they called it a blimp.
Yeah, yeah.
It broke loose.
Yeah.
Did you hear him talk about that?
No, I missed that.
He said, so you heard about the blimp that broke loose, and it took the power away from thousands, and there was nothing we could do about it. It's kind of like the federal government.
Boom, bah.
Ching.
Go get a mic.
And he did. It was well done.
All right.
He also mentioned he was wearing a Trump tie last night.
Well, I accidentally discovered I have some of those.
Oh, there you are. So that's it. Well, again, it was the most entertaining debate I believe I have ever heard.
It really was
just that good.
But I bet it was made in China line from the moderators. Was enough to make you want to jump off something tall.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of going through here and reading the things that the moderators had said. And this is just irritating as all get out.
Well, but what they did, what the candidates did was pretty much gang up on the moderators afterwards. And for instance, they had Jim Cramer come in and ask one question.
Really?
They
disappeared.
Had the other guy who blew up on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange years ago. I forget his name. And he asked one question. And then, so it's like they were trying to make it an opportunity to show who their staff was. Oh,
your money, your vote.
Yeah. So now the next one's going to be on Fox Business.
Yeah.
Which ought to be really good, because I think Cavuto is about the best guy on television.
They're awfully smart over there.
Yep, they are.
I don't know. You know, CNBC, what were we doing over there anyway?
Well, I guess you got to spread it around. And
No, you don't.
Well,
no, you don't.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
CNBC, first of all, everybody. No. Okay, what channel's that on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to look it up. It took me a while to find it. Yeah, I had to get on my guide to find it. But, you know, again, in the midst of it, Chris Christie cuts to the chase as well as anyone. And they were talking about the fantasy football deal. And he blew up all over that, saying, you know, we have real problems. Al-Qaeda's trying to kill us. We have this much money in debt. And we're talking fantasy football?
Donald Trump, are you a comic book villain?
Yeah, you know.
Good grief.
So, anyway. But the reason I called
was to tell me that the Chinese are getting rid of their one-child policy.
Yeah, no.
Oh, something else.
A poll says that U.S. American workers' number one complaint about their bosses is...
Oh, how could they even come up with one?
Yeah, I know. They don't acknowledge your achievements.
Well... Show me something, big guy.
I feel so sullen now. It's like this gray pale is just.
You need a hug, don't you?
No, I don't.
You just need me to come right down there and give you a big old hug and say, Way to go, Scooter.
Can I have a green participation ribbon like every day when I leave?
Shut up and eat your free donut tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You'll have free donuts. What we can do is we can give, and we'll put a little sign up that says, free donuts for all you do.
Perfect. Exactly. Let's do that.
That should cover it. That should be insincere enough even for me.
Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that's what your staff is thinking about.
Let me wander down the hall and see if I can find somebody who needs a hug.
There you go. It's Ben Downs.
Ask permission.
Thank you, Ben. That's right. Ask permission first.
Yeah.
It's a new time. Thanks. This date in 1390, the first trial for witchcraft was held in Paris.
Oh, my.
The ticker tape parade was invented in New York City when office workers spontaneously threw ticker tape into the streets and the Statue of Liberty was dedicated. That was
cool.
Back in 1886. As we mentioned, this was the ARPANET 1969, kind of the precursor to the Internet. And Cassius Clay became Muhammad Ali and won his first professional fight in 1960 on this day. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian. WTAW FM, Buffalo.